Hey Peggy, how are you doing?
Fine.
Okay, Peggy, so are you ready to review the site? I've completed the work.
Yes. Well, there's quite a few things that haven't been done.
Okay, you can let me know and I can update those too.
Okay. All right, let's see. I'm
Are you on
finishing
the
this other.
V3 version?
Let me look here.
The URL in the end, it's V3.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Go over to the PC. My laptop is in a state. Oh shit! Come on. That's not gonna work. Computer just.
Okay, Peggy. We'll go page by page so that I can write down the changes which you want.
Sure.
First on the home page and then to the next pages. Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so I'm writing down the changes for the home pages first.
Okay, here we go. I'm looking for the link because...
Did I send you again?
Version 3, got it. Okay. Okay, let's see. Okay.
On
that
the
didn't
home
work.
On the home page, we have changed the icon of personalized itineraries.
Uh-huh.
Do you see that?
I can't get it up because it's my security thing says this is a dangerous message. And it won't
okay.
Let me click on the link.
So do you see the option of details on that page, on that red page which is opening?
I can't get it open because I got a thing that's blocking me from doing it, saying that this page is dangerous.
Okay.
Apparently
not really
my
sure. Not,
re- something.
Not really sure about it because
I'm
on your website and I can see everything's fine.
Yeah, I know, but when I go to the link, in the email saying, oh, you can't go. So let me go over here to the search and see if I can get it. I'll just copy and paste it.
Okay.
There we go. Oh. Okay, now it takes me to Microsoft Bing, and I have to... This is crazy. It won't let me go to the website.
Let me send you the link again, Peggy.
Yeah, send me the link again, please.
I've sent you on Travel Lady.
Yeah. Because I looked at it earlier, but I can't get it.
I've sent you the link. You can check your email.
Yeah, here, I'm sitting. Look, I'm at the email now. Okay, website. Inbox. There we go. Just came in. All right, here we go. All right, we're on the homepage. Ta-da! Okay, I saw the icon. That looks good. Boutique Hotel, Knowledgeable Tour Guide. That looks good.
And the current offers, we have added London now, and we have removed Germany. And if you click on View Details, it takes you to the next page where the flyer is updated of London.
Okay. The only thing I need you to do is to take out the price.
Okay.
And I would really like to have the same thing for Paris.
Okay, no problem.
And have it go to the Paris brochure that I sent you.
Okay, so there will be two tabs in current offers, one for London and one for Paris.
Yes.
Okay. And what about the dates and availability? Do you want this or should I remove this too?
They're all a little bit different. For the availability, put fall of 2022 to 2023. I guess put 2022 to 2023. That's what it should be.
Okay, so availability will be, and the dates and the availability will be 2022 till 2023, right?
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Then if you can scroll down, there are testimonials, obviously.
Okay. The other thing is that, and don't put the price in there because the price varies. I can't put a big price.
Yes. I'll remove the price for now. Okay. But if you want, you can add it on the back end once the website goes live.
Right. Okay. And then as we scroll down, and you see the testimonies that are scrolling down?
Mm-hmm.
Right below that?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on the testimonial section.
Okay. Right there where it says St. Louis, Missouri, that picture is not Paris. It's Germany.
Okay. So you want a picture of Paris on St. Louis, Missouri, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Picture of Paris.
I need to use that for something else. It's not Paris. Yeah.
Okay. Picture of Paris should be updated on St. Louis, Missouri.
Right, the testimonials. Okay, that's looking good. Okay.
And the gallery is now updated too. The pictures and everything which you sent me, which needs to go in the gallery section. In the footer, we have changed the pictures too in the gallery. Now you can go on to the About Us section. I guess
okay. The
About Us was already completed before. We checked this before
too.
Well,
the only thing that's wrong is... where it says, why choose us,
mm-hmm.
I want that our superiority taken out.
Okay. I'll remove the section on about us.
And what it should say is say, why travel with me is what it should say.
Why choose us will be renamed to why travel with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I got it. I guess that's
okay. Done
for the About Us page.
No. Go scroll down.
Okay.
There's a banner that has the Stonehenge on it, and that verbiage is incorrect.
Let's join with us.
Yeah, that's nonsense. Doesn't make any sense. I don't even know why that banner's there.
Okay, so should I remove this whole section, the whole banner?
Yeah, because it's redundant, because we already got the Stonehenge at the top.
Okay, no problem. Then I'll remove the section.
Okay. And you might want to put, you could put something that says contact me or contact us. If you could put another thing there, something about contact me for more information. You could do that, but just change the picture.
Okay.
Click to get more information. Yeah, that would be fine. And have it click to the contact me page.
Okay. I'll remove let's join with us. Okay?
Yeah. What did I say? I wanted that to be, I forgot what I was going to say. Contact me for more information.
Okay. Contact me for more information.
And then click here for more information, and we'll just change that picture from Stonehenge to something else because it's repeated.
Okay, the picture will be changed.
Yeah, I guess change it to, what haven't we used yet? See, the gallery only has London pictures. It doesn't have Paris pictures. Down there in the corner? The only
mm-hmm.
pictures that are there, only London pictures. I don't know what happened to all the Paris pictures.
Okay, so you want some pictures of Paris over here too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now,
okay.
This gallery down here, it doesn't really look right. It's like nobody's really going to click on that, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah, so can we move that gallery from the bottom of the page and just have it be up there at the drop-down menu that says gallery?
Yes, of course. If people can click on gallery and it can take, we can remove European tours for now, okay?
Yeah.
What we'll do is that we'll remove the drop-down menu. If people click on gallery, the pictures which we have in the footer, a new page will open up and all these pictures will be displayed on the gallery section of website.
Right. And that'll be all the pictures that I sent you of Paris and
Yes. Complete pictures. I have the files, so I'll upload every picture on the website.
Okay, that makes more sense. Yeah, that makes more sense. Okay, so we did it. We got about us taken care of.
Now,
okay.
On the destinations, you can click on My Paris and London Tours.
Okay, well, the only thing of it is that when you click on destinations, I get this other stuff that I don't want.
Yes, this page will be removed. Okay, there will be no page for destinations. There will be just a drop-down menu of My Paris and London Tours. And you can go there. You can see London Tours picture and then your Dream of Paris tour as you send me the flyer too. So the pictures of Paris are here too. These pictures will be on the gallery section too.
Right. Now, the only thing that's wrong with this page is that for the London tours, there's no verbiage.
Okay. So what we can do is that on the home page in the current offers tab, there is a detail for London. So that detail, we can copy that detail and add it on My Paris and London Tours. What about that?
That would be fine. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But we have the verbiage for Paris and we have pictures of Paris too. So same will happen for the London tours, okay?
Yeah, see, the Paris one looks fine, and I wanted the London one to look the same way. Actually, if you need to take some of those pictures out and make it a little bit smaller, you can do that. You don't need to have
We'll make both sections consistent. For example, three pictures of London and some verbiage, and same will be for the Paris, three pictures for Paris and some verbiage, okay?
Yes, that's what I want. Thank you very much.
Great. Now, on the gallery, as you told me that the pictures of London and Paris will be updated, complete pictures.
Right.
Then you can move on to the contact us page. There you have your own picture. Your Hotmail will be removed. You will only have travellady63@gmail.com. Okay?
Right.
And if people enter their details, their first name, last name, email, and phone number, if they press the button send, you'll receive an inquiry on the same email, which is travellady63@gmail.com, okay?
That will be just fine.
Okay, great. So I guess these are the final changes, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, that will be great. So let me...
But I mean, I have to go through a lot of stuff to get this, to be more pertinent. I'm in the middle now of doing some training. So that's what I'm going to be doing for the next, week or so, just getting caught up on all the training so that I can offer more on the website. But I had to get it in place. We'll just start with this because Paris and London is really what I specialize in, and the other stuff is just, extra.
I completely understand, Peggy. I completely understand. And let me work on these changes too. And by tomorrow, I got the changes. I'll be working on these changes and I'll get back to you in the next 24 hours, okay?
Okay.
And in the next 24 hours, when I come back to you, then my team, which makes the website live, they might give you a call in the next hour, okay, to confirm the domain which you have come along with Peggy to get the access of that domain. And as you already have the hosting with us, so what we'll do is that we will connect your domain to our hosting server because that takes 72 hours. So we do that prior to make the website live so that once the changes are completed, we just simply go ahead and make the website live, okay?
Okay, that's great.
So I'll ask my department to give you a call which makes the websites live so that you can provide them with the credentials of domain and we can connect your domain to the server, okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time, Peggy. It was nice talking to you, and let's talk tomorrow, okay?
Okay, you got it.
No problem. Bye-bye.